Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about heaven, earth, how do we bring them together? Everybody thought many decades ago that you were here on earth, and when you died, you went to heaven. Where was heaven? What is it all about? Is it a place in the sky that most people pray to? Is it a place where our soul goes after we pass on? What is this all about? Now in the year 2021, we're talking about a spiritual journey. We've had such a paradigm shift that now we're talking about things and we're going, whoa, I'm on another planet. Things seem so different. My old conversations and dogma, I believe, has now shifted, and I'm thinking about life in a different way. What is heaven on earth all about? How can we see ourselves for something more than our human existence, and that we are souls and spirits, and everything is evolving? Today, my guest is Lily Rose. Her book is The Spiritual Path, How to Create Heaven on Earth. And Lily has written a very large book because what she has really chronicled is her experience over several decades. And what's wonderful about it is that we can see the progression that many of us have looked back in retrospect and said, wow, I see that guidepost. I saw that exit. Maybe I saw that highway. And how did we dance and engage with the lessons, the experiences, and the joy that was there? Lily, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you here. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you because, you know, we talk about the spiritual path and everybody's been kind of, you know, dipping their toe into the pond, so to speak. But it's really been, I think, in the last 10 years where people are saying, this is a common word now. I'm starting to hear it when I go to have lunch with my friends. I'm starting to hear it on television and even so along the internet. Don't you think the word the spiritual path is woe to a lot of people?
Woe for some people. They may still be seeing God as two powers, God being separate, having God and versus the devil. And so what I teach is that God is energy. God is the life force energy of the whole universe, the source of everything that exists. Even the scientists agree that energy always was, always will be. It can't be created. It wasn't created. It wasn't just can't be destroyed. So in a way, doesn't that sound like a divine intelligence? And so if that's the case, then we just have polarities of light and dark. We have good and evil, so to speak, which, you know, when someone is living their life in integrity, doing things with courage, doing things that are for the highest good of all concern, they're empowered and they're doing good. And when they're in negativity, when they are not trusting, when they're in lack and limitation, when they're seeing life with a poverty consciousness, they create what they're focusing on. They create a life that is trying to get rather than what they can give. And so because they are focused so much on that, they are manipulating. It's a mental manipulation, and sometimes they do bad things, and then they blame others. And so it turns into kind of a head trip. And they stay stuck there because it becomes a reality, and they attract other people similar to that, that reinforce it.
Okay. So careful we go back and forth. So really, I think, Debbie, really, don't you think, though, that when we look at our stories, right, we see our story has so many grades and differences, and we're kind of setting ourselves up to where we want to compare ourselves with other people's stories to see how we've progressed along the way. You know, I've spoken on the show over the last 10 years, and we always say that, is it not that our story is a tool that the soul uses to explore this journey? Because in essence, it might be a judgment call. Is it left? Is it right? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it dark? Is it light? Whatever. However, that's a tool for the soul to be able to explore an existence. So I think sometimes we say, are we really seeking a life of walking in white, being on the higher plane, and everything else is just in the back seat and we're dissing it? Or are we living a life of all of the realms of light and dark, good and bad, and feeling and sensing them all? Because which is really the course? You know, many are taking both aspects. But what really does the soul of yours say?
What does my soul say? Say you're troubled. You go to, one time I went to go get spiritual mind counseling, and I start rattling off my story. I start talking about everything that's going on, you know, what so-and-so did, what I did, to try to figure out in a spiritual means how I can take responsibility for what I created and to look at how other people are affecting me, you know, whether I'm being a codependent person, if I'm enabling someone, if I'm persecuting someone because I'm, you know, angry with them. So all in all, I realize, you know, whenever I've had a problem, I realized that my good already is, because God is all that exists. God is just energy. So everything is in divine right order. Everything is perfect. That's why I always say we're more than our story, because God didn't create any junk. God didn't create anything that is, like, even the person that is doing bad, there's a lesson to be learned, and it's like kind of like teaching us which way we need to go. It's like if you're a child and you stick your hand in the fire on the stove, you learn not to do that anymore. So it's like we're learning by the negative things that happen in our life. So they're a blessing. So if we keep doing it, of course, it's just, you know, one of these days we don't want to feel suffering. But sometimes people stay like with addictive personalities. They don't feel that they deserve. Their self-esteem is lacking. They don't have a high self-worth. So sometimes it's important for them to be reminded that, yes, it is possible, and that's where education comes in handy, and where two or more gather together, we get energy, and they lift us up. And hopefully if you're, you know, we tell sometimes people that we really want to be with that are positive, because they're tired of, it's like sometimes they send us on our way so that we can learn to do the right thing, because otherwise they'd be enabling us.
When we're thinking about, you write about an addictive mindset and the ego mind, in essence, that truly takes us upon a course of finding out who we are or what we're made of. Sometimes we say, this is who I am, this is what I'm all about. We set out on this path, and then we say, whoa, that took me down a really dark hole. And that dark hole has its purpose. Its purpose is to eventually let you know that the ego, or that which you've created, who or what you think or believe you are, might be something so much more deep, so to speak, and you're not really all about those labels. You're not looking for that validation, for that kind of legacy idea, you know, that how do I hold myself out as? Because when you're really looking at a deeper self, it has nothing to do with your label or all of this outside stuff. So this outside world You know, sometimes it takes us on a journey, but when that journey, when you're going through it, you eventually come to the other side. And it's not all about that. It's not all about the validation. It's not about the pat on the back. It's not about right or wrong. It's really about service. It's about connection to self. It's about energy forms and being able to be present in the world. Isn't that what heaven on earth is about?
Exactly. Amen. Yes. You hit the nail on the head. Yes, because when we're stuck in our ego, we are doing things that our willpower is guiding us to do. And if we stay on that path, we're not listening to the still small voice from within, and we may be forcing something to happen. And be careful, if you make your bed, you're just going to have to lie in it. So it's important for us to stop and smell the roses, to connect with what is for our highest good. So if we're out there trying to become something that our subconscious programs, some of the listeners may be aware of this, but we have the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind gets formed from like when we were younger, we take on programs from from our caregivers, from parents or whoever we're around, and then also we learn things as we get older. We form these habits, and then it's like automatic programming. So sometimes we take things personally, we get defensive, we get into a reactionary mindset, and we're not open to listening, and our ego gets stuck there. So it's important for us not to take the higher ground, to not try to manipulate things too much, to be open to listening, because when we listen, we respect the other person that we're interacting with, rather than seeing them as the enemy, then what happens is, then it's a more harmonious situation. We can't change others. We can only fix ourselves. So if we're trying to, make other people think like us or bend them to agree with us, that's not going to happen. So we have to be, so it is important for each of us to respect the space of others and to be open to hearing what other people have to say. And the ego, like if we're stuck on trying to become something, to have the world see us as being fantastic, or to get that perfect body, or whatever that might be in that way for others to see us in a certain way, then if we're manipulating that too much rather than, like, the universe is expanding and contracting, so are we. So we have to take a step back and take a deep breath and reevaluate what we're doing, even if it's a tiny 5 minutes. Meditation, and then take action, and then we tap into that. We go into the superego because we're using, we're reprogramming the subconscious mind to so that when we are in our life, then we are putting into action positive, constructive steps that will create a foundation to build our life upon that resonates with our higher purpose, allowing us to share our gifts with the world. If we are full of fear, then we are not trusting in the higher power to allow spirit to flow through us and connect us with that which will enable us to help the world.
And you talk about in your book, you talk about changing our environment and external circumstances, and our cell membranes will be impacted. That's talking about stepping onto the vibrational highway. There's a lot of vibrational frequencies right now going on in the earth. There's just as many as there is in the cosmos, so to speak. So I think sometimes we say, is the vibrational frequency that we are seeking that which one is? We are looking for a guru, someone to set it out, and we will all be followers. Or in essence, is our existence as a soul about becoming our own unique path and following our own vibrational path. Because I think sometimes people get so wrapped up, they say, I need to find the way, the right way, the highest way, the best plane. And they're in a constant state of seeking versus being. You know, I think we get stuck with the idea that there has to be something better. There has to be something more. And in essence, heaven on earth is about just to sit, stop, and be in the moment. It isn't about all that other progression. Your thoughts?
Yes, yes, I agree. Yes, when we can live in the eternal now moment, the I am presence of knowing that God is all there is. We are an individualization of God. That means that our good already is. And you are grateful for what you have and recognize that everything is in divine right order. And then let go and let God. And then you sit in that knowing, and it allows you to love yourself unconditionally and to see everyone in your life as your brother and sister, because everyone, no matter who they are an individualization of God. And I experienced that when I was younger. I worked in a bikini bar, of all places, to experience a spiritual revelation. I thought, well, God is everywhere present, so I love to dance, so I thought, well, why not try it? And when I was there, I kind of got stuck, and I started, like, judging everybody, and then I had to go through a metamorphosis, and once I went through it, and because I had to recover from an eating disorder called bulimia, and once I, and that's a bit of a conversation there, but I'll, I looked out in the audience, and instead of judging the people, saying, okay, they're looking at me, they're not tipping me, or they're not appreciating me, I saw them, I let go of any idea of getting any expectation of what I would get from them, any money, anything, and I saw them sincerely. I couldn't even smile at them sincerely, and I went to this metamorphosis, and I was able to smile at them and love them because I saw them as God individualized. And that's the only way, if you're stuck in something, that's the only way for you to rise up and go to the next, like you have a quantum leap through quantum physics. You envision, you don't even know where you're going to go, but you just choose to take positive right action, doing those things for the highest good of all concerned that is helpful and not harmful. And you don't know where you're going to end up, but you make positive, constructive choices, and you know that eventually you're going to end up in that field of something's going to manifest in the infinite field of possibilities. And so I look at the people that are in that bar, and I saw them as God individualized, and what happened? Ended up making money, more money than I had made before, and I was detached from it. But I just saw that as beautiful as God working through and by means of me, because I had been there for about a year or so, and I was not manifesting prosperity. And then all of a sudden, as soon as that happened, I started making money. So if it can happen there, it can happen anywhere, probably. But you know, it's just amazing. A lot of people are so judgmental, so we have to get ourselves out of that state of judging people, because who you judge, you're really judging yourself, because we're all one. If we have this interconnection of energy, we're all made up of atoms. There's no empty space, because atoms, I guess it's not, I don't remember the exact number, but it's like a whirling vortex of energy, and so there's nothing solid in the universe. And what you see is just the light reflecting off of our energy body. And so the atoms, like what Einstein said, like I said, that energy can't be destroyed and that it wasn't created, it just is, like God. So that means that this energy, this intelligence, is moving through and by means of every thing that exists in the world, that even a chair is God, because the chair is made out of cells, and there's an intelligence in the chair. It's not the chair that's God, it's the intelligence behind the cell. The power, there's the life force energy is within every cell in the universe. Some things are slower vibrational energy. Some things are higher vibrational energy. So that's why the Indians had something to it. You respect everything. They respected, like when they killed an animal, they prayed, you know, to honor every single part of the animal. They used every part of it rather than throwing it away. It's like, it's good that we're recycling and doing positive things now in our environment. And so the point is, I guess, just for us to love, we're being in this here and now moment, connecting with God right here and right now, that heaven is right here and right now through, no matter what we do, that God is all there is, and to have the highest expression of this beingness is to live a virtuous life of integrity, doing those things for the highest good of all concerned, because that is when we are truly honoring the Christ within, God within, whatever name you want to call, the Buddha, the Krishna, whatever name you want to call the higher power that you have labeled it. But it's and like you mentioned something about all the paths, that there being many different paths, but in all actuality, whatever that is all, there's wherever God is, it all leads to God. However you're going to get there, you know, the most important thing is living in integrity, doing those things for the highest good of all concern, because God is an all-forgiving God. If God is an all-forgiving God, God wouldn't create a power more powerful than itself, like a devil, if it's more all-powerful. So it just means that God is helping us to find our way back to our center, which is to experience that peace of being centered in the I Am presence, of knowing that we are good enough right here and right now. We have gifts and to share, and the vibration that we send out will attract the right and ideal people that are meant to be with us.
And also to the idea that many people have said, well, God is not, or God is this, or God is that, where now I think in the year 2021, many people are coming to the idea of source energy. And whatever you wish to name it, that's your choice. But we all know that there is an energy force. There is some source of that energy force. And we all know that it can take up whatever name or whatever position it shows itself, but we always need to remember we weren't dropped from storks. You know, there is a source of energy in this cosmos. It has a divine knowing. We are all guided to follow, to be one, to care for everything as our source. And once we come to that place, I think that's when we are saying, can we sit in the moment and just be with it? And just accept it in gratitude and grace. I think in closing, I want to talk about gratitude and grace, because on our journeys, we have a lot of stories. We have a lot of harshness. We have a lot of difficulties. But gratitude and grace for the journey is exactly what we're talking about, because gratitude and grace is saying, I see, I hear, I feel, I know. And it's all been for a purpose, of which I don't need to know. I don't need to know the answers all the time. I don't need to know why that puzzle piece went over that other one, or why the car ran down that way, or why something else happened. You just have to say thank you and be in peace and grace in the moment. That's when true heaven on earth starts to incorporate in your life. And I think many times people say, but I can't find the it. And maybe let go of the it and just mean gratitude and grace, right?
Exactly. Yes, that is exactly what I teach. That because, say for instance, if you're feeling stress, anxiety, worry, fear about your life, you know, to get back to that peace, to feel centered and to feel centered in the I Am presence. Like if you go into a meditation and you get in touch with your breathing and focus on what you are grateful for. And in that peace, that calmness, you sense this oneness with the divine. You focus on what is right with your life, and not with what is going on and going to happen in the future, not what's going to happen in the past, but what is happening right here and right now, and anchor that. So that when you are in the waking moment, if something comes up, a fearful sensation comes up, to get you back to feeling, to realizing your true identity of who you really are in that I am presence. Because all these other things are just doubting God, doubting that you can have the heaven. So you anchor the memory of what you felt from when you were in your meditation. End up tapping into theta brainwaves, where you can also reprogram your subconscious, but that's another story. But in that when you are in that meditation, it connects you with the divine. So you anchor that into your waking moment. When a fear moment comes up, you just substitute that positive gratitude and realize that if you focus on negativity, on your doubt, your fear, then you are even hurting your immune system. You know, because what you focus on becomes your reality. But if you focus on God, when you let go and let God, you experience grace, which puts you in heaven, on earth. That grace is that divine love encompassing you, and you're seeing the world around you as being God, and it empowers you, and you empower others. You uplift everyone on your pathway because you know the truth that all there is God, that God is in every cell on earth. There is no separation. And so in that understanding, in that trust, and that you have the faith, and it allows you to live in that eternal now moment of living the presence of the divine, of experiencing the grace of God. And if you are living your life where you're letting fear dictate your experience, then it will manifest more similar things on that line, because that's how energy works. But if you're instead having faith in the divine and doing things that are good for the highest good of all concern for everyone, even though you're afraid to do that because your consciousness says, I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough time, I can't do that, instead you release those thoughts that are not enoughness and know that you have everything that you need right here and right now. Your life is perfect as it is. And if you can love yourself as you are right now, then you have made it, because then you are loving God, because God is you. And yes, it's okay for us to grow and change. And when we are in this positive mindset, then we can grow. And also when we are in that growth mindset, there's a telomerase, which keeps our body from aging. It helps to enable us to heal in any kind of, you get some sort of sickness, it helps build your energy, kind of constructive energy builds. And if you have other people around you, they're uplifting your community of similar-minded people. It also helps you to attract the perfect and right ideal life that is heaven on earth. Amen.
Right. Well, Lily, it was such a pleasure to have you with us today. I think the idea that we speak about how is our life unfolding, how are we seeing our moment in time, and I think sometimes people will say, but I'm in a stressful place at this time, and what I've always shared on the radio is please enjoy the stress and be in the place in the moment in time, because that has a purpose, and it is where you are, and it is something that you can't wish it away, you can't try to drug it away, you can't try to send it away, but be in the moment. So to all the listeners, wherever you are at this time, just sit with it, be with it, and just, again, gratitude and grace, and eventually things will start to shift, things will start to change, and then you're on your journey. On to the next stop, or perhaps onto the next adventure, and that is how we create heaven on earth. And I think the idea also, too, is that there are many out there you will engage with a longer path, you will sometimes change paths, and you will find others that will support you on this path. So, Lily, it was a pleasure to have you with us to share your story. Again, your book is How to Create Heaven on Earth. Can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about your work? That would be wonderful.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jeanette. I have two websites, but the main one, www.lilyroseholistichealing.com, and that's L-I-L-Y. And then to stay informed, you can go to my website to access me on social media. You can also like and follow me. And then if you're interested in spiritual mind counseling or purchasing my book or booking me for a speaking engagement, you can also find links on my website. And you can opt in to my email list to get the first chapter of my book. I also have a special offer that you can access on my website. I usually charge $150 an hour. Right now you can book me for a spiritual mind counseling session for $100 if that would help you. And it would be my pleasure. And thank you all, and many blessings to everyone.
Thank you. If you'd like to find out more information about Lily Rose, again, the book is A Spiritual Path, How to Create Heaven on Earth. Please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page to go directly to her website for more information. And it is about being able to say, it is going to be okay. Now, regardless where you are, just to be in the moment, to just give yourself a hug, just go outside and look at the sun, perhaps just sit on the corner and listen to the birds, because this too shall pass. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.